Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Now we go to the opening commodity market report. Here is AM 580 and Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Tuesday morning in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:45, up 1 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5:91, up a half on the open. September 6:18, up 1.5. December 6:40, up 1.5 on the open. July corn opened at 4:24, up 2.5 on the open. September 4:33, up 2.25. December 4:44, up 2. March of 2010, 4:51.25, up 1.25 on the open. May 4:62.25, up 3.25. July 4:66, up 0.25 on the open. July soybeans opened at 11:57, up 10.5 on the open. August 11:10.5, up 10. September 10:45, up 8. November 9:95, up 8. January of 2010, 9:99, up 9. May 9:86, up 6.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3:71, up 4.70 on the open. August 3:53, up 5.70. July soybean oil opened at 38.20, up 4 on the open. August 38.52, unchanged. June live cattle opened at 82.50, down 2.5 on the open. May feeders 98.90, down 10. June lean hogs 66.45, down 32.5. And July pork bellies 73.40, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why? Good morning, Dave.
Well, the July-November spread for soybeans is now $1.70, and I expect a certain number from Informa this morning has people wagging their tongues.
You know, when they dropped that down into the 70-some million carryout, that really took everybody a little bit by surprise, I think, Dave. We all expected to be tight. We all was thinking, you know, around 100 or somewhere, 105, like that. But to take it that low, that's just getting down to bare bones pipeline supply. And, you know, it just caused a lot of heads to turn and feeling that maybe this old bean market, we don't know what it can happen to be very honest.
Yeah, we took 53 million bushels off USDA's May estimate, Informa did this morning. And it makes one wonder where prices could go, because before that number, there was talk in the trade that to ration China demand, we were going to have to go up to 12 to 1220, 1230, somewhere in there. How does this new number change the dynamics?
Well, I don't know, at a dollar or two, I guess, Dave. You know, just can it go to $14? I'm not predicting that as such, but there's no reason saying that there's a possibility it couldn't go there. I think that as we look at things and look at the tightness of things, we've got the great ability of the China to roll back some of their purchases from old crop to new crop. I think we'll have a lot of the people pulling on back a little bit. But, you know, the palm oil situation is also very tight. So that's one of the things that generally they would, you know, flow over to that or flow to South American supplies. And, of course, the situation we have in South America this year greatly enhances and is causing this situation in the U.S.
And U.S. livestock producers will be in the same boat. Again, they were in the 2003 marketing year. Where in order to get meal, they had to book their own beans?
You know, I don't know if they'll do that, but it's a definite possibility that the processors have really kicked up their bids here in the last week. And I think, you know, coming on up again today, we're hearing some, 18 to 25 over for beans right now, and you know, some very, very tremendous basis levels at this time of year. And, you know, maybe It's just a shocker out there right now. Are they right? Everybody's playing that number today.
Let's turn our attention to the corn market, where we had NASS numbers from last night, and Illinois is 72% behind the five-year rolling average. Indiana is 59% behind the five-year rolling average. But maybe even more important for us to look at, we're coming up on May 20th real soon, and I don't think any planters were rolling yesterday, and they may not roll today. We could be 80% down on May 20th in Illinois, 76% down on May 20th from Indiana. We had Darrell Good telling us yesterday that assuming 75% of the crop planted late, a model that they run at the U of I shows a state average of Illinois of 157.4 bushels per acre, 22 bushels below the 2008 model. Of course, growing conditions in July and August factor into that heavily, but it looks to me like we might be able to say that Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio will not get a crop above trend line.
I think a crop not above trend line is a very safe bet at this point in time, Dave. Down 20 bushel, woo, that's yet to be determined by the weather. And I think the weather, not only for this weekend and next week, but the weather during the month of July and August. So I think that that's going to be a very big thing. You know, we can't have this rain just totally shut off here after we've been so wet and probably plant this ground in some overly wet ground. And that's going to be more important than anything. But, if we can get a clear window here, we could actually get in the field and start running strong about Friday. We didn't hit much of the weekend rains, and next weekend's clear. If we can get the crop in the ground before June 1st, and don't have bad weather after that, we'll move along pretty good. But the fact of the matter is, we do have the possibility of doing just what Darrell said, but I'm not going to be quite that negative yet.
What he's saying is we've moved the starting point down, and it'll take great weather to get back to the starting point.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on the beans, because of, I mean, the problem is magnified as well. Illinois, 1% of the bean crop in the ground.
You know, we are way behind. We've got time to get beans in the ground, but they're definitely going to depend on how much acreage we switch, number one. Number two, if we do switch any acreage. And number three, what our weather will be to finish these beans out. Because remember, they're going in a little later than usual, and that does make them a little more susceptible to early frost. We also, don't know what quality seeds going to be available for the extra acres if they do switch.
So what do you think about the technical action on corn then?
Well, I mean, basically we have punched up here. We're trying to punch up and see if we can close above that 452 basis, the Dease corn. We're staying right under that of now, sort of watching the weather forecast, being there a little more friendly. They aren't following through quite as much as the beans. And we're going to watch that very closely, but a very aggressive trade. The other thing we want to look at the technical picture is I think the last commitment of traders report showed that the funds were becoming more active, Dave. And, of course, that's the driving force that can push this market higher at this point in time is the flow of more money, and the housing activity, the Lowe's hardware store chain basically showing a little better profit and more sales than what was expected. All the economy seeming to stabilize seems to be a little bit of a plus factor for bringing that fund money back into the commodities.
Yeah, as you say, new longs entering the marketplace. In fact, the most open interest in the marketplace since November of 07 in the December corn contract. Do you think those new longs are firm new longs, or are they going to be running for the hills if we have any kind of downturn, a quick downturn? Are they in there for a longer period of time?
You know, the one thing we're not sure of, we know that open interest increased. We're not sure whether it's index that are long-only funds or whether it's trend-following funds that they're back in there. And, of course, the trend-following funds reverse faster than the others if we see a change in trends. So, Dave, but it does look like they have helped us to this level, and if the money continues to flow in, we'll probably push us to our next level.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick for you in Kansas City. July wheat at 641 3/4, down 2 1/4. At the Board of Trade, July wheat at 588, down 2 1/2. September, 613 1/2, down 3. July corn, 425 1/4, up 3 3/4. December, 446, up 4. July beans, 1164 3/4, up 18 1/4. November, 996 1/2, up 9 1/2. July soybean meal, 373.40, up 7.10. July soybean oil, 38.39, up 23. Scott Althoff's two state highlights read like this. Very good drying rates will set up across the Midwest this week, as we will see at least another 5 to 7 days of dry weather. Temperatures will be in the 70s and 80s through the weekend. No significant rain chances until at least Memorial Day and perhaps even beyond. The 8 to 14 day outlook, average to above average temperatures will set up across the Midwest, and precipitation will be below average. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.